Now, and at the mic, you know, we've shared some stories, and we've talked to you, and we feel like we've gotten to know you a bit, and but it's all been really positive, and you can check the tapes. All we've talked about is how beautiful and civilized it seems up here. We've really. You should be proud that your ideals seem to be intact, but I think it's time for some criticism. Can you handle it? You know, we've had to travel long and far between cities because your country's so fucking big, and. And the crew in particular is had to take some incredibly long drives, and so I think we should have a discussion about your roads, your highways. It's as if they put it together from Seattle to Toronto in 10 foot sections. This section, that section, and in the middle there must be a space or something, because every 10 feet it's from Seattle to here. And so our crew, which is a very agreeable bunch for the most part, they're walking around looking like they're constantly saying no. Even off the bus, off the van. And, it's so interesting because you're in a van or in a bus, but it feels exactly like you're on a train. It's just incredible. So anyways, I just want to suggest that there's a company from America called Halliburton that would be happy to come up and fix the problem for you. You're gonna pay top dollar and beyond, but, actually, you know what? I take it back, because they can't do that. They just got all the contracts down in New Orleans. They're gonna be busy. This is amazing how the incredible amount of work that it seems like only the company Halliburton is able to take care of, and it's like George Bush has figured out how to spread the wealth, to spread it onto the size of a pin. And now that we start thinking about that kind of stuff, problems of the roads, they seem like nothing. So enjoy yourself up here. This song's about greed. This song's about Halliburton. This song's called Green Disease.